What about when society disapproves of sexual individuality? So, what if you feel good when you think about a specific action, but when you consider what others think about your action, you don't feel good? Then what would you suggest?
We would say that now you are off track because you're attempting to guide your actions by the opinions of others outside of you, when the only guidance that counts is the guidance that you feel as your thought in the moment harmonizes or does not harmonize with the broader perspective of your source. No other human really knows the intentions you held as you came forth from non-physical. They have not walked in your shoes through the thousands of interactions you've experienced, and they were not part of the rockets of desires that you have launched as you have lived your life. They are not privy to the vibrational reality that you have created through the living of life, and they cannot feel the harmony or discord, the allowing or resistance that you feel through your own emotions. Your question is an important one, because through it you are trying to understand which of your emotions to trust or follow. The good-feeling emotion that came in response to your personal thoughts about your personal experience, or the bad-feeling emotion that came in response to your awareness of the disapproval of another. Nothing could be more important than coming to recognize the existence of your emotional guidance system and how it works. For without it, you have no consistent guidance. The emotions you feel in any moment are pointing out to you the agreement or disagreement between you and your source regarding the thought that is active in you at the moment of the emotion. If you can understand that through life, before you entered this body and since, your inner being has become the vibrational summation of all that you have lived and now stands as the vibrational equivalent to all that is good. And if you can then understand that your emotions are giving you feedback about how your current thought blends with that all-knowing, pure, positive energy viewpoint of Source, then and only then can you fully appreciate your emotions. So when you feel negative emotion, it always means that your currently active thought is out of alignment with the knowledge of Source. In other words, when you find fault with yourself, when you decide that you are inappropriate or unworthy, you will always feel negative emotion, because the source within you only feels love toward you. When you disapprove of others, you will always feel negative emotion, because the source within you only loves others. If you will remember that whenever you feel negative emotion, it always means you are in disagreement with Source, then you can deliberately reframe your thoughts until you come into alignment. That is the way to effectively utilize your guidance system. When people replace this very personal guidance by attempting to modify their behavior to please other people, they very soon discover the inconsistency of that guidance and soon find themselves confused about what to do. Many people have lost conscious connection with their own guidance systems, and so instead of deliberately focusing their thoughts into harmony and alignment with their source and their power, instead of making sure that they are steadily tuned to the vibration of their clarity and love and power, they turn their attention to the results of what they and the people around them have been thinking. In other words, they examine and catalog and pigeonhole and evaluate and judge the results of the vibrational creating that is happening around them, putting those results into categories of good and bad, right and wrong. And in all of that data, they lose their way. There are so many differing opinions and so many extenuating circumstances and so many motives that make it impossible to sort out the rightness or wrongness of interpersonal behavior in your societies. And even when you come to more or less general consensus of what you agree upon as a society, as the appropriate ways to live, you have no way of convincing all others of the rightness of your opinion. And even when you come together and pronounce laws against inappropriate behavior, you have no way of enforcing those laws. While your societies continue to try to dictate and enforce human behavior to please the majority, because of your diversity, it continues to be an uncomfortable struggle that again and again falls of its economic weight. There simply is not enough money in the world to buck the natural currents of individual freedom and independence of thought. When people have forgotten that this is an inclusion-based universe and that the law of attraction is the manager who is arranging every detail of every rendezvous that occurs, they fear something that can never be. They fear that unwanted things can assert themselves into their experience. But when you remember that nothing uninvited ever comes into your experience, and that every invitation of both wanted and unwanted comes because you have given considerable thought to the essence of it, then you can begin to utilize your own powerful emotional guidance system with the assurance that you do create your own reality. If people would simply pay attention to the harmony or disharmony within themselves, which is offered to them in the form of positive or negative emotion, they would be able to eliminate the arduous and impossible task of trying to control the behavior of others. By deliberately focusing your thoughts in the direction of your broader understanding, and no longer wasting time and money on things you cannot control, you will not only come into alignment with Source and feel the relief of that in your emotions, but all things wanted can then come to you. So getting back to your powerful question, your thought about a behavior or action that brought you pleasure, regardless of the opinions of others who stand upon their endless opinions and rules and disapproving platforms, is a thought that the Source within you agrees with. And your thought of your own inappropriateness that made you feel bad because of your assumed disapproval of others, whether real or imagined, is a thought that the Source within you does not agree with. To sort out all of the behaviors of your societies, past and present, to sort out all of the opinions of people around your world, to review all of the laws, to understand how the laws came about, to evaluate the evolution of the laws, to try to live up to all of them or enforce them, is confusing and overwhelming and impossible. To know if Source, Infinite Intelligence, Inner Being, God, agrees or disagrees with the thought, word, or action you are involved in, you have only to notice if it feels good or bad. To find your peace regarding anything, it is necessary for you to set aside your desire to find approval from others and to seek approval from self. And you do that by starting from the inside out, by acknowledging that you want to feel good and that you want to have a life experience that is in harmony with what is good. And if you start there, it is our absolute promise to you that you will never find yourself in a situation where the action you are experiencing or even contemplating will put you in a position of feeling that you have betrayed your greater sense of right and wrong.